Will you shut the fuck up?
Hello and welcome to the Unknown Outsiders podcast. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
We actually have TikToks up now.
Yeah. I've noticed. I go to my following page and it's just Steven doing cartwheels and Johnny yelling at him.
Yeah.
And making sexual innuendos.
Literally all you do is make sexual innuendos.
I do. That's all I was doing to Mac Murray too, and it was hilarious.
I don't know who Mac Murray.
He's a foreign exchange student. Oh.
Ricketts of College. I went up there Saturday, and yeah, it was fun.
Dope.
Yeah. I think Ricketts is kind of pissed at me, though, because I slept in the chick's room that he had a crush on and shit, and woke up, we were cuddling and shit, because I'm a sleep cuddler.
Did you fuck her?
No, I did not.
Damn.
Did you sleep fuck her?
No. That'd be some shit. Can you imagine if you fucked in your sleep?
I do.
In that situation, I feel like it'd be sleep rape.
Yeah.
What if you both unconsciously,
like you were
unconsciously consented? What if you're both just like,
You just yeah. Wait a minute. If the chick just backs her ass up to you, and your dick just happens to fall in,
she's already not
wearing pants.
Yeah, exactly. Is that an invite?
Well, she's not wearing pants and backs it up on you. I mean, I don't know how many more, like, signals she can give.
Yeah.
Maybe she, like, spreads the legs a little to help you get there.
Yeah. Ah, shit. Yeah, this weekend, 2 hours of sleep.
No.
Yeah.
That's how I feel before I go to work all the time, because I'm like, oh, it's 6 a.m.
Oh, shit. Jacob, what do you have to talk about?
It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. We're in the park. There are Christmas lights everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's a question. What's your favorite Christmas light that they put out every year? I like the absolutely abysmal fucking three-dimensional SpongeBob that they put right next to the exit.
Yeah. My favorite was the Cell 1 phone back in the day.
Oh my god.
Hayden and I were talking about that last night because we drove through the lights, had a little date, you know.
Ethan, what do you like?
I like the SpongeBob ones.
I also like the dancer that does, like, figure eights right out here.
Yeah.
She's cool.
I like that overhead thing over there.
Everyone likes the overhead thing.
You can gun it, and it looks like you're going light speed.
Yeah.
That's why I like it.
We can take bestie pictures.
We got to do that now.
Take bestie pictures.
Yeah.
Like holding hands with one foot up in the air.
Yeah. Like have someone take it right as we jump in the air.
Oh,
like a freeze
God.
Frame at the end of a TV show.
We could 2-inch vertical.
We could set up a fucking timer on the camera and we could all jump like it's the end of like a fucking teen movie. All four of us. And then just change
the like
the
end of High School
picture.
Musical.
Yeah.
We were throwing up our cast, but instead we're throwing up fucking...
ourselves.
Yeah. That'd be some shit.
100%.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Oh,
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Like the 60s movie.
Elf.
Die Hard.
I mean, it is a Christmas movie. Okay, so...
Jacob just $7.
Jacob just started taking swigs of goddamn mouthwash.
Oh, it's minty.
Mouthwash tastes like garbage.
Why did you start taking swigs of it?
To assert dominance over the three of you.
Like you did when he broke my fucking fan? Chug, 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 chug. Oh, he's dripping it all over himself. Just chug it. Just finish it.
That's decent, though. That's a girthy bottle.
He just drank half that shit in 2 seconds.
Who bought that today?
Crest Pro Health, sponsor us.
Dude, it's just like you poured Drano throughout your whole fucking body. You killed everything inside.
Anyone else smell chemical burns? Had it in the bag. It's like a coaster.
I like how you bring props for a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like audio. You brought that light bulb.
It's for you guys.
You kill 99% of the germs in your stomach for us. So that 1% is just going to be there lonely.
Sorry, my stomach was smelling kind of bad.
So, like, when you get, like, a motherfucking finger in the butt prostate exam, you should just chug fucking mouthwash.
If you chug baby oil, oh, man, you can't hold it in. It just, like, spills out of you.
How do you know that?
So, I bought this mouthwash today, and I started drinking it, and I did the same thing with baby oil like a year ago. Actually, I used to just have baby oil around the house for some reason, because people have random shit in their house. Like, when I would go over to Caitlin's before we moved in together, she would just be like, baby oil on my dresser. I was like, cool, I guess. Don't put that there when we use condoms, because that'll melt them. And her dog licked some up because it spilled. And boy, oh boy. It was just like smears of what appeared to be water, but smelled like toxic waste. Yeah. It's fucking bad.
Okay. Did that taste minty fresh?
Oh, my God.
You're about to chunk.
My stomach hasn't been feeling too great all day.
So you do that.
Started freshening her up. How often do you guys brush your teeth?
Every day, or at least I try to every day.
How many times?
Once at least.
I brush mine once every day.
Just whenever I get up.
I try. Sometimes I forget.
You gotta brush them before you go somewhere. Right. Before you leave your house for the first time a day. Mm-hmm. And then before you go sleep. Every day.
Why are you so serious about this?
Because dental health is very important to me. I lost my father to tooth decay.
No, they still don't know why he died.
I thought it was a seizure.
It was a seizure, probably.
Okay, Juice WRLD and Cameron Boyce. Too soon?
Juice WRLD's dead.
I know.
I just thought we'd throw it out there. Like, that's kind of the most recent thing that's happened as of the recording of this podcast.
As of yesterday.
So,
this will be up today.
Oh, cool.
So why are all, like, these new age rappers dying?
Drugs.
Okay.
They found 70 pounds of marijuana on his plane and also... His friend said that Juice took several unidentifiable pills.
Unidentified?
Unidentifiable.
Oh, okay.
Unidentifiable?
Yeah.
Because, like, you saw, like, rock bands in the 80s and stuff. Like, they were fucking slanging coke.
Yeah.
And they're still around. Granted, they can barely talk, but they're still
alive. I mean, Ozzy stopped doing drugs for 2 years to be on Post Song and drop new songs.
I don't think he did it to be on Post Songs.
Well, you know.
I think they just happened to coincide.
But Nikki Sixx did die twice from heroin overdoses.
I hate to be this guy, but I love being this guy. Juice WRLD faked his death. He hired fake paramedics to come get him and faked a seizure. And now he's somewhere living with his money. He probably liquidated his bank accounts and went somewhere to live the rest of his life. Cut his hair, probably. Made himself unidentifiable to the public. And... now he's just happy because he has all this money. Because he tweeted, we're not going to make it past 21. I want to be really famous for 2 years and then fake my death.
And that happened in 2017. Mm-hmm.
That happened in 2017. And that was 2019.
2 years later.
Juice WRLD is still alive.
I still don't believe X is dead.
He got shot in the face. There's a difference.
Did you see the pictures?
Yes! Do you not know that he has a fucking watch on his fucking cheek?
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see this fucking watch in the car?
No.
Because he was down to where he could obviously see the watch.
I thought he was...
No, he was up like that.
But still, it was on the side.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't there.
I thought he was slumped
over. No, but isn't the tattoo on the side that you would have seen it on his face when you took a picture in the car?
You see his face. It's not there.
I thought he got fucking, like, blown into the back of his seat. And, like,
someone blew that back out real well.
There was a whole video of someone walking up there, and he was up like that. Then he, like, went down or whatever.
But there was no watch. He was, like, a clean-faced dude. Yep. So either some guy gave his life or that was a dummy. I was on the phone with Gage last night. got to talk to him for like an hour.
Nice.
And we asked some pretty serious questions that I want to ask you guys.
What's that?
We played some fun Would You Rather while we were both just fucking around in our separate games.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, would you rather fight an anglerfish, like the one that attacked Marlin and Dory?
The one with the light?
With the light and the teeth?
Yeah.
But it has human arms and legs? Or would you rather fight a peregrine falcon that instead of feathers has randomly assorted arms and legs? But it can still fly.
It can still fly.
We're just going to suspend disbelief on how that actually works.
Okay, so it's going to be like a completely imaginary world.
Yeah.
So the anglerfish can breathe oxygen. So
can breathe
just
oxygen.
Run out.
And it can... But it's still got this fucking, like...
Doesn't Naruto run?
No, it's
okay,
it's
if
like
Naruto
Usain
runs,
Bolt.
I'm taking the fucking,
Flintlock wood!
And it they're like hairy legs, but instead of hair, it's human arms and legs. So when it kicks you, it can go... And the hair just fucking grabs you.
So if the fish would
but
Naruto run, I'm not fucking with it, because Naruto run people are retarded. And, like, they can fuck your day up, because they know that fucking hand bullshit. What the fuck did he just summon?
I can do all 12, but it takes me, like, a minute and a half.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the falcon.
Same.
Why? That thing can kill you from above.
Anglerfish? They're fucked up. Like, them
so are
teeth,
peregrine
though.
Falcons. They go into the air, and they dive so hard that they split other birds in half.
I'm going for fish.
You're going for the fish. Why?
I don't know. Isn't it... It's a big fish, isn't it?
It would be a fairly large fish, and it would be a fairly large falcon. It would be approximately 6 foot high.
Tall.
So, like, it would have, like, your size legs... And your sized arms, but instead of a torso and head, it would be an anglerfish.
And the falcon would just be fucking 6 foot tall.
It would be a 6 foot tall falcon with arms and legs for feathers, yes.
Does it have the talons like a falcon?
Yes, but on human feet.
So the toenails are fucking talons.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So it's got five of them.
On each foot?
On each foot.
Does that also include like the feet on the feathers?
No.
Okay, just
because those are just
feet.
Like feet.
Okay.
Because they're replacing feathers, not legs.
Yeah.
So they have the properties of feathers, but they're arms and legs.
How do you come up with this shit?
Well.
From chugging Crest.
From putting a lot of things in my body that I shouldn't.
Does that include a penis?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. In the spirit of the holidays, Gage asked me, would you rather fight Santa or the Easter Bunny?
The Easter Bunny kind of scares me, honestly. So I'd go with Santa 100%. Because, like, that's a fat dude.
Okay.
The Easter Bunny's a fucking...
What if it were Santa from Rise of the Guardians?
Oh no!
Big fucking
dude,
Russian
also.
Dude.
Like, he'd fuck you. God damn. Would it be the Easter Bunny from Rise of the Guardians too?
No, it'd be the Easter Bunny from the mall.
I'm choosing that guy every day.
Yeah. The Easter Bunny from the mall?
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. Let me throw this out there. The Easter Bunny from the mall can be in every mall in America at the same time. The mall Easter Bunny is a supernatural being, but I don't think it's the real Easter Bunny.
So, what do you think the real Easter Bunny is?
I think it's a regular-sized bunny, but the back half of it's a chicken.
That way it can just lay those eggs
all
over
the place.
It can
just lay them eggs right in that basket and then hop away. That's why your dogs can't kill it, because rabbits are fast, but mm-hmm. Chickens can fly. So it kind of flies like this. It's got its ass in the air.
So it would be kind of like the anglerfish, and it would be fucked up.
Sort of. I mean, its back legs would be really high up like a cat when you're scratching its butt. Because chicken legs are longer than rabbit legs. There was a chicken in my fucking yard the other day.
I saw that.
I came home from Indy.
There was just a chicken chilling.
It was a chicken. Fucking yard. It was just like...
I really thought you were just about to start bashing your fucking nose on the goddamn table.
But, and then I like went inside and I got us some dog food, which is safe. I looked it up online.
After you gave it to him?
Nah, before. And then I tossed it on the ground and he went... fucking dove for this dog food. Because he's the crackhead chicken.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then, soon enough, we go knock on their door. Because
you can't
keep this chicken.
You wanted to.
I wanted to keep
You know how much crack has probably been in that fucking chicken system?
Probably a lot. But you know, I texted the girl I know who lives there, my cousin. And I said, hey, I think your chicken jumped the fence into our yard. You know what she said to me? She texts me back, unironically, and goes, he wants to be a free-range chicken. What the fuck? That doesn't solve the problem right now.
It made it funnier.
It made it a funny story to tell.
Yeah.
And she texts me, and she just frustrates me, because she's so apathetic about this chicken in my yard that I don't, that I can't take care of.
You should have just grabbed it and just... chucked it over the fucking fence.
We thought about it, but then we thought it might get hurt, and we don't want to hurt the chicken. So we went and knocked on
the chicken would have fluttered down.
And then the person opens it, we go... and they go, Albert, you fucking suck. And then just close the door. The chicken's name is Albert. And they just insulted it, and then left us on their porch. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
That's fucking...
I sent Hayden a really funny video. I was, like, panicking about this chicken, but I put the fucking robot voice.
did you save it?
I did save it.
Yes.
It was funny.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
Help
me, for the love of God, there's a chicken in it. There's a lot of videos that cut themselves off. There's a chicken.
Oh my God.
Make that a rap song.
Yeah.
Be there's like, a chicken in my yard.
Like the gaming terror, the gaming terrorizer, shave my balls.
I have not seen that. I watched Terrorizer, though.
It was just an intro for the longest time.
So, I have officially learned the default dance.
Do it. You gotta take a swig of Crest before you can do it.
Just like a shot of whiskey. That goes down rough. Limber up.
Now you're doing the wiggle from fucking Fortnite.
It's so much easier on this fucking slick concrete. But I mean, in essence, it's just the legs that are hard.
Mm-hmm.
The arms are just...
That's why we need to record our podcast, because shit like that and shit like that.
Well, New Year's...
I'm gonna be honest with you. This... is
gross
Huggy. I took blue Huggies and I poured it in here, but I liked the joke. But
let
I
me try
wash it out well enough and it still kind of tastes like mint.
You weren't joking, but it does taste like mint.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You want to try?
Might as well. Are we? I'll be nice. It.
Hayden, you gotta try it now.
He already did.
Ooh.
It does taste. You gotta empty the fucking cat. God, I just poured this all over my hand. You gotta fucking problem.
I apologize.
Bro, I kind of...
Now you gotta go up there and get it.
Slide like a seal on that shit.
What was the shit you had to talk about the other night?
Motherfucking... I pretty much already brought it up with the whole wire new age rappers dying. And,
I meant before he died.
Before he died? I forgot.
Okay.
So what did you have to talk about?
I'll get into it later, because I don't want to rethink about that bullshit, because I'm actually, like, having fun, and earlier I, like, had 3 panic attacks because of
the
shit.
Make yourself depressed. Go ahead.
Make us depressed. Fuck you.
I'm just playing. You ain't got to.
No, we'll do it. I'll tell you in another.
Yeah, we'll podcast. Do another serious one at some point.
Yeah, maybe tonight or something like that. But, yeah. So, Hayden, now I completely understand why you say the things you do and do the things you do whenever you're sleep-deprived. Because I was a fucking retard at Mac.
Like, ain't it fun?
It's so much fun.
I know.
Like, I got along with everyone. It was great.
I didn't sleep at all last night. I woke up today and I had a text from you about doing a podcast today. And I went, I'm going to drink some mouthwash. I really bought this and I went to my car. And I opened her up and I was like, I'm going to try it. And he took the fucking cap off with the actual mouthwash. And I went, oh, it wasn't bad at first, and then I just went.
You pulled a Juice World.
You know how when you fucking taste something horrible and you get that bad feeling in your jaw and your whole body is just like, get this the fuck out of me.
It's like
you just convulse. That's what happened to me, and I went, oh, I'm feeling it, juice.
So it's like Spider-Man 3 when he's getting the Venom symbiote off of him in the freaking bell tower.
Yeah, okay. But I'm the symbiote. Yeah.
Nice.
It was bad. Don't drink mouthwash. Use it as directed.
That's got to be the title for this episode.
It was just a little bit. I think I'll be fine.
We get a Snapchat from you just hanging over the toilet. You're just puking up blue mouthwash.
I just got in the hospital with the fucking thing in my nose.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
Or you do what?
Drank too much
mouthwash. Juice World's dead. I gotta kill myself now. Give me the mouthwash.
If I had enough money, I was gonna buy a thing of orange juice.
Just chase it
with orange juice.
That does not sound good at all.
I didn't have money.
Like, that combination just sounds like you want to die.
I spent $5 on the thing and then, like, $1.62 on the juice.
So after you tried it, did you go back in to get the juice, or did you just have the juice at your house?
No. Neither. I went to Walmart, and I got this, because I think this is the easiest color to replicate.
Yeah. Because
this is the actual color the mouthwash was.
Yeah.
Maybe a little darker, but... And then I went home because I was not going to go back in to Walmart because I know nobody actually realized that I was buying mouthwash because no one cares. But I just have this thing where I'm like, I don't want anyone to notice what I'm doing.
But like how Gage was of buying condoms.
Yeah.
I bought his first pack of condoms.
So I went home to try it. I tried it, hated it. And then I just drove to Save-A-Lot because I live right there.
Yeah.
Noah, if you're ever at Save-A-Lot, come to my house.
We need to get him on a podcast.
Do.
New Year's.
New Year's?
Yeah, he'll be on one of those episodes.
Yeah.
But now when I burp, it does kind of taste like mint because I hadn't had mouthwash like an hour and a half ago.
Minty.
Minty.
It's just barely there.
Yeah, it's just a hint. But mint and whatever the blue huggies are supposed to taste like, it is
It just
a good
tastes
combination.
Like blue.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I can think of whenever I drink that. It just tastes like blue.
Hot take. No one actually likes blue raspberry.
I love blue raspberry.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You pretend to like it because you're supposed to like it.
No, I no actually one likes thoroughly blue love it. I genuinely love it. Like, I swear on Maddie's grave.
You just prefer it to red.
You just swear on someone dying that you love a flavor of fucking Jolly Rancher.
You're goddamn right. That's how important blue raspberry is to me.
Did blue raspberry save you from a fucking house fire?
Save me from dehydration.
Why are you so adamant about pretending to like blue raspberry?
I'm not pretending.
No one likes blue raspberry. I don't mind blue raspberry. I don't like it. If I saw a blue gummy bear, I'd be like, oh shit, a blue gummy bear. But if I saw a blue gummy bear, a red gummy bear, I'm just saying I wouldn't go for the blue one first. I'd eventually go for it. I wouldn't dislike the experience.
Do you,
Red's better. Red has more variety. It's cherry, it's strawberry, it's just regular fruit punch. Blue is blue raspberry. There's no variety.
There's berry blast. That can be blue.
Berry blast is fucking dumb. It's great value fruit punch. Red, on the other hand, is lots of stuff. Red can be peppermint. It can be cherry strawberry fruit punch. It can be a variety. It can also be watermelon, if you think pink is a part of the red family, which I do, because pink is just a really light red.
What did you do?
Broke the table.
Oh, shit.
All I can smell is the pot in your pocket.
Yeah, me too.
I can't smell a thing, so you're good.
We're going to have a fun time.
Okay, what the
damn, when the wind pick up?
That's the most nasal wind I've ever heard.
Do you think that's what a porn star's butthole sounds like after they do like a gangbang scene? That noise right there whenever they're walking in the wind? Yeah.
Their asshole whistles as they walk out of set?
Probably.
You think they can hold their breath in?
No, I think I can answer this question. So back whenever I was, no, not me personally, but back whenever I was dating my ex at the time, I remember. Shut the fuck up.
Can I explain the story?
No.
Shut the fuck, this is my story.
But it's so funnier.
Shut the fuck up.
So, we were over at her house and you know, the river was running red. And so, she was like, I don't want to do anything. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Then we're just laying on the couch. She just puts it in her butthole. I'm like, this is rad.
It is rad.
So, you know, it was like 30 seconds. And then it went all inside her poop chute. And
that's a dude.
Yep. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to work. So I bounced. And then she texted me later. She was like, hey, we are never doing that again. And I was like, well, why is that? She said, I stood up and I shit myself. I was like, oh my God.
Do you read that at McDonald's? What was your reaction? Like, did you just start busting up laughing as loud as you could to where people asked you about it? Or did you just try to keep it in? Like she couldn't?
You know, I was like, I laughed really hard about it and then I shared it with everyone else that was there.
And then she got a job there later.
Even some customers. Why would you ask to explain that story for him? That's because, like going, oh man, I just bought this movie. Let me read the back of the case and then put it on the shelf.
Good. I just like telling Hayden's poop stories. Yes, Ethan.
If trees could talk, what do you think they'd say?
Vietnamese.
Lots of stuff.
What?
Vietnamese.
I said, what would they say?
They would start speaking in Vietnamese. We wouldn't be able to understand them. Have you not seen that joke?
I feel like the trees around here would say the N-word a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think trees are pedophiles?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have the N-word pass?
I mean, they are.
Whenever I think of talking trees, I think of that fucking tree from Hellbenders.
Yeah. You got nice titties for a little boy.
Hey, you can't do that. He pokes him in the eye. If you could have a tree like the one that destroyed the car in Harry Potter, would you want it? But it's like always aggressive.
No.
So like...
Wait, could you train it?
No. Whenever you're asleep and you like peek out your window, it's going... It's like almost reaching your house. It's just waiting to grow.
But it just can't?
Like, oh, I'm going to grow a couple more feet and you're done for.
Give me about 15, 20 years.
Yeah. It fucking bends its branch to spell out fuck you in person.
Do you think, like, trees would just, like, go up there and just start putting it in random people's butt and shit? They just go up, like, and then they just shoot right back down?
No.
Really? I feel like trees would... Wait, what about the squirrels and the fucking hummingbirds?
Do you think we could save money on rope if trees could just hang people themselves?
Oh my god. Yeah?
Ropes don't even cost a lot.
I mean, my annual rope cost is a lot. It's really high. I buy a lot of ropes for different things.
Can you explain some of those things?
No.
Okay. Okay. That's all you had to say. Okay, so I asked this question whenever I was very poo-brained and I only had 45 minutes of sleep Friday. So, Mary Jane from yep. Spider-Man, right? Do you think she's into some freaky, like, bondage type shit? Because she's with Spider-Man, he can tie her up in so many different ways because of his webs.
I think so.
All right. Because I texted
them.
Wait,
so are you telling me that Spider-Man rips off all his clothes and then goes... He puts the fucking things on and he's just like
and then it's go time.
It's go time.
He mixes yeah. her up for a criminal.
Do you think he like kind of spreads them pussy lips and
bro, that's perfect.
Do you think he makes his own condoms?
Wouldn't that get stuck though? Because really? Spider web's fucking sticky. Like, you just,
know,
it'd be like...
He seems to be able to let go of him pretty easy when he's swinging. So I assume they got some kind of, like, it's sticky on the end type of thing. Like, sticky hands that you buy at Dollar
General. Yeah.
It's, like, sticky on the end, and it's kind of sticky at the base, but not enough to make a difference.
That still hurt, though. You drop your dick raw.
I mean... Hey. I think Spider-Man's into some freaky shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, while he's not fighting a criminal, he's just, like, in a back alley, and he fucking choking himself.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
You know he's 15 in, like, the movies and shit.
Right? How often did you jack off when you
Shut
were 15?
Shut up. Okay, I got it. I got
okay,
it.
Okay, what age
did you experiment with when you were 15? Lots. The answer is lots.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Spider-Man's definitely out there putting the work on himself. Don't fucking play me, Hayden.
At what age did you discover porn and masturbation?
8.
10.
Ethan?
I don't know, probably beginning of junior high.
Yeesh, you're fucking lame.
Bro, mine was in like 2nd grade. Like, first, 2nd grade.
Yeah. One time, I remember my uncle. Isn't that weird? He casually watches porn.
Just watches it to watch it?
Yeah.
For the plot?
Like, he turns on fucking Walker Texas Ranger until everyone goes to bed, and he just, like, flicks on fucking Hypnotica, which was the first porn movie I ever saw.
Like, on the VHS?
No.
Or...
On the telly.
Oh, okay. He had the porn channels.
He had the porn channels. And he flipped it on, and he was watching it, and I walked in because it was, like, 3 a.m., and I had to piss. And I saw this fucking naked lady getting raped. And I'm like, what are you watching? And he turns around, and he just goes, porn.
So it was like SpongeBob whenever he was watching the sponges on the TV,
yeah.
And Gary walks in, he quickly switches the
he
channel
didn't
to football.
He didn't switch it.
But he didn't.
He was just like, porn. I was like... Huh.
He turns like
what's
he unzips
porn,
his
man?
Mask. Porn!
Take the ball gag out.
I'm just like, what's porn? And he's like, it's movies where people have sex. And that's
fair
it.
Enough.
And I'm like, okay. And this one had a plot. It was a dumb plot. It was about a woman who was testing out this new VR thing. Right?
Yeah.
And In the system, she falls in love with this man. Like, obviously, in the system, it's real people. It's not like Ready Player One, which was a movie good that was graphics-wise, but it was terrible plot-wise.
Yeah.
Garbage. I do enjoy watching the last scene, though. It's fun. Kind of like Endgame. I hate the first 2.5 hours of Endgame. Anyway. And then, I don't remember much of what happened. It was probably just a lot of sex. But at the end, it pans out. And, like, she takes off her mask. Right? And yeah. She looks down and she's got, like, you know those omnidirectional treadmills that just have, like, the ring around you so you don't run off of it?
Yeah.
It was one of those, and it just had a fucking dick going inside her, and she was like...
So it was a fuck machine.
And probably the distance from me to Hayden in front of her was a dude who was in the same thing, but it was a fucking pocket pussy. And it was... And then he took off his mask, and it was the dude she was fucking in the thing. And then it was just like... The end. Like a fucking independent film that you'd watch at a film festival. And that was the whole movie. I was just like, that was just sex and then like a Matrix ending. It was just like Inception. What the fuck?
My bad, Ethan.
That was Inception with Coochie. I'm 8.
That whenever you first touched your peenie?
No.
Well, his uncle was there.
No, like, did you, like, go back to your rooms like, something happened down there, like Butters when he watches Backdoor Sluts 9?
No.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
I didn't know what to do with it. First time I masturbated, I was 12. And John had a friend staying over.
Was it Hayden?
It was
no.
It was a different Hayden.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. he was asleep. And I was playing Assassin's Creed 2. I was on the love seat. It was the morning.
Oh.
It was like 7 a.m. I went to the living room to play Assassin's Creed 2. And then these prostitutes were starting to follow me around because I gave them money. And my like 12-year-old boy brain was just like, ah. First time I did it, nothing came out of me.
It was just a little tingly feeling.
It was just like a sensation. I was like, what the hell? Whoa!
I like it.
It looks like the fucking Mario Piranha plants. It goes back down.
Then the next time I did it, nothing came out. I was like, am I doing it wrong? And finally, stuff came out. Bro, I was like, sweet.
I started producing that shit at 10 years old. Like,
you got some hyperactive glands there, big guy.
Yeah. Like, if I'm doing a pump and dump, every once in a while, I'll hit my fucking wall. In my bathroom. And it's like from...
You ever, like, laying on your back and it just goes, quick cleanup?
It was like from... It's like from me to Hayden right now. That distance. But I'm fitting down, shitting.
So at the end, you just eject everything out the bottom of your body. You're just like...
It's like the hobo games on addictedgames.com.
Like a fucking Dragon Ball attack. Everything, like all your energy just...
Yeah, pretty much.
So while on family members watching porn, my 80-year-old grandmother...
Oh, God. Mother?
Grandmother, yes.
Grandmother?
Yeah.
I can see your grandpa.
Now... You know, she can, like, she can't see or hear, you know, as you do when you get older. So, she was just flipping through, like, the New Wave channels.
I could have got that for you since I'm up. You're up now, though. Fuck you. I sat down first.
Keep going. Just talk louder. All
right. So, she was flipping through the New Wave channels. This is back before we had, like, the box thing.
Yeah.
And she hit, like, 150. And... I don't think we were supposed to get these channels, but they were the porn channels. And so my mom walks in on her just watching this, and she's like, hey, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I thought it was Sesame Street. You thought it was fucking what? So my mom called New Wave because my grandma was watching porn.
Cancel these fucking channels right now, New Wave, you bitch.
Excuse me. So you're just casually getting on TikTok right now?
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah. Fuck.
If animals could talk, which one do you think would be the coolest?
Pig.
100% pig.
Straight up pig.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I mean, yeah, I'd kind of hate them because they're they're a little bit country, and I'm a little bit rock and roll. You know, it's just we disagree a little bit. But I think they'd be chill. I think they could help you commit a crime if you could communicate with them.
Oh,
but,
yeah, for sure. They
yo, pig, you want to stampede down that street so that all the bank tellers run after you, and then punch one of them in the face and have them open the vault for me?
I feel like a cow would be pretty cool, too.
Platypus.
Platypus, hell
yeah. What do you think its voice would sound like?
If it's like Perry the Platypus, probably a British voice.
Do you think Perry the Platypus is British?
I feel like he was a James Bond type.
Kind of like Finn McMiffle from Cars 2. That type of British.
How do you remember that shit?
Bro, Cars 2 is the shit.
It sucks ass.
I thoroughly enjoyed Cars 2.
Mainly because I love... You enjoyed Shark Tale too, didn't you?
No.
Will Smith fish?
Oh, I couldn't stand that movie.
I like Shark Tale.
It's a garbage fucking movie.
Dude, they clean whales' teeth instead of cleaning cars. That's fucking hilarious, bro. You just have no nuanced sense of humor, you fucking pleb.
Oh, you have a basic ass sense of fucking humor from goddamn billboard signs.
With the billboard? What?
Burger King.
Okay.
Burger.
Fish King.
Yeah.
Okay, but the Burger King sign here in town just says,
That shit's so funny.
It's just a fucking ad, and it's been like that for a year.
I was riding around with Paul, and it was like the first time I saw it, and I was laughing hysterically at it. Mm. He's like, what the fuck's so funny? I was like,
So, Paul adopted this little girl, right, Patty?
Yeah.
She's like 9, and I have like a shelf of like, knickknacks and shit in my room at my mom's. Mm-hmm. And she saw that I had a creeper up there from Minecraft. And I guess she liked Minecraft a lot. And then when she got excited about it, and Maddox also got excited about it, so they fucking kicked my ass and then drug me in there. And since I'm tall, they made me get it off the shelf so they could play with it. They fucking tied me up like Gilligan's Island.
They just some Spider-Man shit.
And I get it, and then Patty, this little girl, she has this fucking creeper. She sits down at my mom's kitchen table. She just goes, creepers don't eat little girls! She fucking beats the brakes off this stuffed creeper.
Oh, I was like, where the fuck did this come from? Is David Blaine some shit out of that Walmart bag?
Hayden doesn't want to admit it, but he was really amazed for half a second.
No! You did this!
You kind of thick up here. Are there ASMR podcasts? Because I think we should do an ASMR podcast.
We talked about that in the last one.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about ASMR
porn.
Porn, yeah.
Yeah.
Having the boom mic just right next to the dick.
Like, they put, like, a cock ring, but they attach a little boom stick to it. Or
did
they just
somebody
have...
say boom?
Or, like, they just have a dude in the corner with a boom stick just, like, on his phone and shit, just holding that shit.
Being a porn camera guy would be so awkward.
You gotta get all up on dude. Like, yeah. They literally put the camera like this while they're fucking.
Even the third person shots, because two people are fucking, and you gotta like
get in that shit.
Get like the dynamic angle.
You're like the cameraman. You're the cameraman from Big Time Rush.
Bro, and you can't jerk off either, which sucks.
What if you get a chub while you're watching the dude while you're all on like this, and he's thrusting into you?
You gotta hand it off, and then it's like Clockwork Orange.
Is that like? You just pop a chub, and the dude feels it on his ass while he's fucking getting it.
I feel like porn people are really explorative and not really biased towards stuff.
Yeah, true. Like,
I feel like I'd make a decent porn star because, you know, I'm up for anything. Most things.
Most.
Are you gonna change your name if you become a porn star?
Probably.
What's it gonna be?
Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson wasted the best porn name on a basketball career.
Then he got AIDS.
Fuck that guy.
Is there already a porn star named Magic Johnson?
No.
Have you checked?
Yeah.
When?
Yesterday.
You being dead ass?
Yeah.
If you just got on Pornhub and searched up the porn star Magic Johnson.
No, Google. Google's more widespread, so it has like browsers and...
Oh, true. You couldn't find anything Magic Johnson porn related, like name wise.
I mean, like cosplay stuff.
No, like name
wise. They like put on basketball shorts and fucking basketball
jersey.
Shirt. Go to town.
Give her AIDS. Because he has fucking AIDS.
Nah, it's like the young Magic Johnson who didn't have AIDS.
He didn't have AIDS yet.
Yeah. People really put their heart and soul into the plots of, like, 10-minute porn videos. Like, people sit down and write fucking scripts with, like, an artistic fucking thing in mind. Are there director's cuts for, like, fat mom porn? This is the director's vision. This is like her flipping a pancake in black and white, wearing clown makeup. It's just like a metaphor.
Do you think porn writers are like... What if porn writers are like the writers that didn't make it, so they just go to porn?
Oh, they're starting out.
Or they're starting out, yeah.
I'm just saying. If the guy who wrote, like, the Deadpool game, or...
If you were to write a porn, that'd
the
be...
The fucking Life is Strange writer, if they wrote a porn, oh my god, I would watch it so hard. It's so good, there'd probably be, like, multiple endings. Fucking heist with Markiplier.
Do they make those kind of porns?
I hope.
Look it up.
Sluts in the backyard, Bandersnatch. Bandersnatch. Choose your own.
You looking it up?
Yeah.
How do we think of this shit? Is it because we're all poo-brained?
Yeah.
We're poo-brained 24/7.
So, yeah. This isn't about porn, but this video's in my like TikToks because it's fucking hilarious.
Go through that and get in front of the truck. What's the rush, mama? Turkey.
Darkie.
He's just so small and angry.
Darkie.
She sounds like that chocolate fucking shit. From what are they selling?
Darkie.
Have you seen everyone making fun of that girl who does her YouTube intro with like the fucking cheer routine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My favorite one has gotten me the dude who knocks on the door and goes, "Hey, I was just legally obligated to tell you that I am a registered sex offender and I just moved in to your neighborhood."
I saw that shit too.
That's so funny.
I fucking cackled whenever I seen that the first time.
Yeah. Have you also seen the fucking Skyrim in real life?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Oh my god.
Will you please show it to me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did you ever play Skyrim?
Yeah.
I'm helping Caitlin's sister do a Skyrim playthrough right now.
Nice, nice.
Actually look like a character from Skyrim.
They put the fucking black pupils on him.
Okay. Is that a little bit of mouthwash?
Baby, baby. If you guys bring many marshmallows to the next podcast, I will catch all of them in my mouth, guaranteed.
All right.
I saw that video.
Of Matt's?
Yeah.
I'm insanely good at catching many marshmallows in my mouth.
Now we know what we do for the New Year's Eve episode where we record
it. What he fucking said is what happened. He walked up to me. He was in his kitchen. His little kitchenette. And he has a bag of mini marshmallows in his cabinet. And he goes, hey, can you catch shit in your mouth? And I go, I can certainly try. And he threw like 15. And I went, caught all of them. And he was just like, dude, that's like you've been training your whole fucking life for me to ask you that question.
It's like SpongeBob training for the fry cook games.
For real. Matt and I have this ongoing joke that whenever we can't do something, we like have this anime-style existential crisis. It's like we were playing Pictionary, and every time the other one guessed something, we would just go... like, who the fuck am I? I can't win Pictionary.
Be like some Dragon Ball Z type shit whenever they can't beat the big dude at the first time.
And he's just floating there bragging and they're just...
Or like they get kicked, hit in like the fucking bread basket.
The fucking bread basket?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Dragon Ball Z characters don't carry bread
baskets. No, like, is that not what you call getting hit right here? The bread basket?
Sternum?
I call that getting fucking solar plexus.
Like, my grandma...
That's what that nerve is.
My grandparents used to call it the bread basket whenever you get hit in the gut really hard.
They also call shitty cars lemons.
Yeah?
What?
They're called lemons.
No, they're not.
Hoopties.
I've never heard hoopty until you said that.
I showed you the official definition of it.
It's a fucking...
There's hoopty. Even the lemon law.
I still call them lemons.
So you know how I'm getting that muscle suit? And the pink outfit? I'm still saving for that.
Really? Nice.
I'm not, like, saving for it. I'm just waiting until I, like, don't want to buy other shit. I'm just going to be like, okay.
You're like,
$175 I got it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
The muscle suit...
Is 75.
Is 75.
And the Peppa Pig hat.
The Peppa Pig mask is 50. It's 125. And then I'm adding, like, an extra $50 for a morph suit. It's probably, like, 30, but, you know, I got to round up.
Yeah,
make sure
just
I have
in case.
Enough.
I'd save 200 just in case.
Yeah. And my check this month is going to be, like, this week is going to be, like, 300. So I might get it, like, Sunday or something.
You need to, and then...
But I'm also going to get a green one.
Why?
I don't care about all this exposition. I just think you guys know what's coming. Still got the fucking call. Look at his fucking quad.
He's
so fucking huge!
He's fucking huge! Oh my God!
I need that!
What?
He's got such fucking noodle arms! I think that's a good place to stop.
Yes. Thank you for listening to this episode. Follow us everywhere.
Everywhere. Don't follow me home. I swear to God.
I'll send the crackhead chicken out at you.
Albert will get you.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Deuces.
Good night.
Shut the fuck up.